When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Oh my gosh, Laura Stiles just sent me an unbelievable video. An adorable orphaned baby wombat gets his bottle. Look at this little kid giving a wombat a bottle.
That's what Michael was looking for.
Great.
What, when I said Laura Stiles sent me a video?
Yeah.
You know, you are such an accurate describer of Michael K. That's all I have to say.
Cookies.
That's right. Welcome back, Laura. She's back from her Thailand vacation. She was gone for like 3.5 weeks.
How does that work out?
Thailand. She loves Thailand. She goes like she used to go all the time. It's now been, it was her first time taking her daughter, so it's been 3 years.
How old's her daughter's 3?
Yeah,
that's sick.
How fast?
Yeah,
I've been to Thailand. There's a store on the Westchester Mall. They sell Thais there. Thailand.
You know, I think Thailand would actually be up your alley.
No, it wouldn't.
It's relaxing. It's beautiful.
There's no shot. Yeah,
really long.
Zero.
Two long flights.
I'm out. I want to go to Australia. I won't do it.
20 hours. Australia's further.
Did I ever tell you Don's farther. Dumb story?
Farther.
What did I say?
Distance is farther. Thought is further.
Come on, get with it.
You are such a loser.
Now, a quick.
I mean, honestly, who cares?
I'm trying so you don't make these mistakes in front of important people.
I don't. Honestly, you're actually confused about how smart the important people are. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm starting to learn that you're
Thank
right.
Thank you very much.
A Don Dumb story.
Right.
This is going back like 20
Love
years
Don
ago.
Dumb. He's a great guy.
My buddy Bill was getting
Related
married
to Tom Thumb.
In Lake George in Ticonderoga.
Right.
And it was a small affair, and he was going to have the rehearsal dinner at a place called Thai Pie. And I said to Nancy, I said, I think we're in trouble. She's like, what? I said, the place is called Thai Pie. I said, you don't like Thai food. I mean, this is probably... And Nancy's looking at the invitation. She looks at me. She's like, we're going to Ticonderoga. I said, yeah. Thai Pie. It's a pizzeria.
Oh.
Now, so is that dumb, Don, or just not thinking?
No, you know what? I wouldn't have thought that.
I wouldn't have thought
You would have thought it was a Thai restaurant, yeah, right?
I thought where you were going, it was going to be that you were pronouncing Taipei, Thai Pie.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of things that would amplify your dumbness. That's not it.
All right, well, thank you. That makes me feel better.
Yeah, I think
Nancy thought I was dumb.
I think
it's a story she still tells.
I think you're just fine. By the way, Don, tonight we're on the... We go to... I'm like, I made fun of Don for how fast he blazed through Breaking Bad. Because it was insane. I'd never seen anything like it. The combination of Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul to do them all in, like, what, a month?
Pretty much, yeah. Month to month. 6 weeks, maybe.
6 weeks on both.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. But I'm on the final episode of season 4 of 6 Feet Under tonight.
You're blazing
through. Everybody dies in the end.
Please.
But what are you doing?
What are you doing?
That's the most famous final episode of all time.
I honestly, Anthony, if you could dump, I would say, please do that. Can you not specific? Just do me a favor. Don't specifically ruin the show for my wife. It's one thing when he ruins it generically for people. Can you not ruin the show that we're watching right now?
How?
No, don't have the conversation. You're incapable of not making it worse. Don, am I wrong?
No, he can't make it. Yeah,
you will only make it worse.
He will.
We did it recently. We had a Santa conversation.
When did 6 Feet Under?
It doesn't matter.
You know he's watching it with his wife. You
and
know
I said
his
it's
wife
her first
listens
time.
And watches the show. It is the whole reason that you got to see it to the end. And you just...
Let's move on.
Hopefully she's not watching or listening.
She doesn't want to listen to the show.
Why? Well, I mean, she's on her way to pick me up though soon, so it could be problematic.
Oh, sorry.
And you don't even watch the show, so you're a double bad guy.
Never watched it.
But don't be proud of it.
Yeah, I'm not ashamed of it.
Do you have any? You should be.
I am not.
But do you have any respect for me and Peter, like combined?
No.
Sure.
And we both just told you it's one of our favorite shows ever.
Okay.
And it's an HBO. When does HBO ever get it wrong?
But Michael doesn't like good things.
But I'm saying is that
HBO got it wrong a lot.
When?
I don't want to name names.
What? Who's going to be
people in the sports business. Did shows that just bombed at HBO.
But I'm talking about their scripted dramas, Sopranos, 6 Feet Under,
White Lotus,
The Wire. I mean, come on, it just goes on and on and on. So,
like nudity, yeah.
So if you respect our opinion, you respect the product that HBO produces, wouldn't you say, you know what, Jody, let's watch this?
No, I'm not watching it.
Well, but why? But hold on real quick. Why the tone?
Don't have the time.
What do you do?
I wish... I can't wait for you to have kids.
By the way, mark my goddamn words. I promise you, I'm going to watch what needs to be watched.
No, you won't.
I promise.
No, not enough hours in a day.
Hey, Don, how was Breaking Bad, Don?
It was terrific. You know, I've got kids.
Oh, wait, Don, how old are your kids?
I'm like six.
You have one only.
No, I have two.
Oh, but you still finished the shows.
Yes.
You could watch a show.
No. The way you watched it was troubling. We all agreed on that.
No,
I'm going to watch the Knick game.
But you're going to watch it wire to wire?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's
a show, you know? I don't know if you heard of it.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, it's the Portland Trail Blazers. They're up 20 in the third.
I'll watch the whole thing.
You can't
say,
Jody, let's watch the first episode of 6 Feet Under, see if it's worth the hype.
No, I will never, ever watch 6 Feet
but
Under.
But why are you saying it so indignantly?
Because it's not a show that interests me. Isn't it about a funeral home?
Yes.
I don't want to watch it. I don't like death.
But it's not...
To me, it's not entertaining. Death is not entertaining.
Death is not... It's not about... Just about... It's,
you know what? He's good. Right. He can't do it. Don.
Can the show do it? Ended in 2005, and you guys are giving me a hard time.
It doesn't...
2005! No, I'm not taking this.
No,
I'm sorry.
But it's specific... I'm asking you specifically for my wife. For the specific thing that I've been sharing with her. Can you not intentionally ruin it?
That's I didn't ruin it.
And if you learned anything from me with Breaking Bad, like I almost wanted to break down when it was over. Not because of the sheer brilliance of the show. One of the greatest things I've ever done in my life. But I said to myself, what kind of ignoramus took a knee on this for a decade?
You.
This brilliance.
Yeah, you.
I did, and I was sad for myself.
He doesn't care, though. He's proud of it. The man doesn't eat... Think about all the foods he doesn't want to try. What is he? He's
Move
good
on,
for a drama.
Do your show.
See, and now he get, when he get, when he.
And I'm going to say something to Peter that you should pay attention to. I'm jealous of you. I'm jealous that right now you're enjoying that show.
Thank you.
I want to be you.
Well, you can do it again. I've
and
I've
you imagine
it,
the envy I'd have for Michael if he started watching
from
it for
scratch.
The first time.
Oh, are you kidding me?
That's what Gordon said to me at the beach bash. He stood there and he goes, "I'm so envious of you that you're getting to experience Breaking Bad for the first time."
Did you watch Better Call Saul, Michael?
No.
You won't watch that either?
No.
All right. ENN is brought to you by Security Dodge.
About time.
Does it bother you that one of the greatest shows in the history of television, you're not going to watch?
No, I'm good.
Wouldn't it bother you?
No.
And isn't it unfortunate? I hope that people could do a better job telling people about our show. Because imagine you telling a friend, I love sports. I love being entertained. I love hearing just guys who have a relationship, camaraderie, talk about their lives, make jokes, irreverent, but they talk about New York sports. You got to listen to the Michael Kay Show. I'm good. But no, you just said you'd love. I'm good.
But he's a fan of television. What if I said to him, "There's a ball player. That's one of the greatest ball players ever to walk the face of the earth. Come with me to a game and watch him." No, I'm good.
I do that for a ball player.
No, you might say you're good on that though. Depends on the player situation.
Go on with your show.
This is the show,
guys. I'm sorry to report, the Titans have fired Mike Vrabel.
I think it's a mistake.
A lot of people seem to feel that way. Vrabel led the Titans to four consecutive winning seasons after arriving in 2018, but they were 7-10 in 2022, 6-11 this season, and they've won six of their last 24 games.
But really, essentially, no quarterback. No offense to Ryan Tannehill, but come on.
By the way, I agree. Tannehill is not it. Is Vrabel appealing to you guys?
Yes, very much so.
Is he an attractive choice?
For who?
Maybe me.
Well, I think he is. I think he's a really good coach.
I'm not saying anything, but you'd be doing better than what you've had the last few years.
Why don't you guys just go after Harbaugh? But he probably won't go there because you don't have a quarterback.
Well, they will. He can pick the quarterback.
But
and who has a better eye? Who has a better eye on what's happening at quarterback in college?
But you just heard
than James William Nathaniel Harbaugh.
Well, you know what would happen because you've got no luck. They'll hire Harbaugh, and he'll choose J.J. McCarthy, and you'll be terrible for 10 years.
It'll be Steve Spurrier revisited.
I don't want a college coach. I never do.
He's not a college coach.
Well,
he took a team to the Super Bowl.
He did.
Listen, Jimmy Johnson was a college coach. You can get it right.
When I think of Jim Harbaugh, though, I think college coach.
Well, that's your issue.
When I think John Harbaugh, I think professional coach. Have you guys really processed how sick it would be for the Harbaugh family if the Ravens win the Super Bowl this year? Which is definitely in play.
Yeah, but they've already won a Super Bowl. It's pretty sick.
The
same year would be pretty incredible.
Well, that same year, their sons played against each other in the Super Bowl.
You know what? How about that? That was something. And then the lights went out.
Who do you root for? When it comes into the...
Well, you...
Who's your favorite?
See, again, the musings of a psychopath, Michael would say, easy. You just pick the child you like better. Whereas other people would go, no, you can't pick. Michael would go, you pick. And you know exactly who you'd be rooting
for. If you're the Harbaugh family, and John treats you much better than Jim throughout your life, you're going to root for John.
Yeah, but that takes the fun out of the conversation. If everything is equal... I would think...
Well, if everything's equal, you can't choose.
When Scott and Rob Niedermeyer played in the Stanley Cup Final in 2003, their mom had the split jersey, the whole thing, but she admitted she rooted for Rob because Rob didn't have a ring.
Who won?
So, Scott.
Oh.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Back to the coaching carousel of sorts. Wink Martindale, we reported yesterday on the show. Well, we didn't report. We reported what others were reporting, was that Wink Martindale was resigning. His defensive coordinator.
Resigned.
Of your New York Football Giants. Well, here's Jordan Ronan on DNR earlier saying, that hasn't exactly happened.
The reality of the situation is Wink Martindale wasn't happy. He did not like what was going on in the organization. His relationship with Brian Daboll was completely fractured to the point where he didn't really want to return. So now we see the song and dance going on back and forth, Daboll going up there and Joe Shane saying the expectation he's back, firing his two right-hand men and the Wilkins brothers. There's other factors that go into it, like, Wink is under contract. Does he go elsewhere? Where does he go? He has not actually submitted his resignation yet. The Giants haven't actually heard from him since yesterday when everything started going down.
Okay.
So are they negotiating an exit strategy?
I bet there was a screaming match.
Between?
Wink and Brian. Had to be. After he fired the Wilkins guys, who we never heard of before yesterday, unless you're covering the team, he probably went nuts and went in and screamed at him. So the assumption was, he's resigned. It's like when Larry David screamed at Lorne Michaels when he was a writer.
Right.
And came back the next day.
Right, just pretend it never happened.
Yeah. Kramer told him to just go back.
So you think that Wink, everyone assumed it's got to be over.
Right.
And he showed up and was like, it's not over, I didn't say anything.
Yeah,
I'm
because
still here.
He wants to be free. I'm sure that's the game Bill Belichick's playing. I'm not going to resign. Fire me. I don't want you to get anything from me. The team I go to, I want them to have that draft pick. You want to get rid of me? Get rid of me.
Beautifully said.
Now, with the report that he's going to resign, was it a misunderstanding like he's gone? And the assumption was, he was going to resign because he didn't get fired. But Wink's gone, but he's not going to go quietly, and he's probably going to sit down and say, we're going to figure something out here. And if we can't figure it out, then fire me. I am not going to come. I'm not just going to resign and forfeit my contract. Something's going on. I would think it's going to happen soon.
And then it becomes a game of chicken where Daboll probably doesn't want him. He doesn't want to be there, but he wants to be free to go wherever he wants and stick it to the Giants, take over for Matt Patricia in Philadelphia, take over in Washington, something like that. And the Giants don't want him to do that. So you might just have people that are staying together because of the kids.
I'll tell you guys, none of this feels like the Giant way that we know and love.
Nope.
This is not very Giant-y. Not into it. Real quick, good evening to Michael.
I mean, that's how we are all at the beginning of relationships, and then, we fart.
And to Michael.
You two are drifting, and I'm glad about it.
What? Michael?
I've been to Thailand. There's a store on the Westchester Mall. They sell ties there, Thailand.
Well,
Is this the latest we've ever done that?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Don?
I like a good throw.
To myself.
When did I say
it was
that?
There Come all on. Day and it just popped out.
Throwing to the national championship.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
You
that
don't
that
even today. Remember the brilliance yeah. that comes
so
out.
Much. There's so much. To Don and myself.
A Don Dumb story.
Love Don
ago.
Dumb. He's a great guy. And the Michael and Don
Please,
situation.
Go on with your show.
This is the show.
There have got to be 30 drops that are that exact same thing.
Let's hurry up and get the sports.
All right, I don't know if you guys heard.
I never really wanted to throw this baseball at him than I do right now.
Me?
I mean, really hard.
At
so,
me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that
just
one,
being you.
But that one drop really bothered Michael.
Which one?
The fart one.
It didn't bother me.
No? When do you want to throw the ball at him?
Yeah, he annoys me. I mean, that's how we are all at the beginning of relationships. And then, you know, we fart. And you know exactly what I meant. You're in your best behavior when you start dating somebody, and then all of a sudden you do Dutch ovens.
I don't think there's... No,
depends on the situation.
There's slippage, but like Dutch ovens, that's
Dutch
intentional.
Ovens is 10 that's, years in.
That's deep. That's the beginning of the end. Here's Jimmy Kimmel last night. He had some words for Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers has a very high opinion of himself because he had success on the football field. He believes himself to be an extraordinary being. He genuinely thinks that because God gave him the ability to throw a ball, he's smarter than everyone else. The idea that his brain is just average is unfathomable to him. We learned during COVID, somehow he knows more about science than scientists. A guy who went to community college, then got into Cal on a football scholarship and didn't graduate, someone who never spent a minute studying the human body, is an expert in the field of immunology. He just put on a magic helmet, and that G made him a genius. Aaron got two A's on his report card. They were both in the word Aaron. I looked it up. This is actually a thing. It's called the Dunning-Kruger effect. The Dunning-Kruger effect is a cognitive bias in which people with limited competence in a particular domain overestimate their abilities. In other words, Aaron Rodgers is too arrogant to know how ignorant he is.
Now, one thing I'd push back at Kibble.
Okay.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers did go on Jeopardy and just dominated. He's not stupid.
Celebrity Jeopardy.
I get it, but he won. His peers he beat up. Just ran through the questions.
Yeah. Who was he up against?
I don't know. Jody won Celebrity Jeopardy too. You're going to say something nasty about her?
Well, who was she up against?
I don't know. I don't remember. I wasn't dating her.
Gallagher and
Carrot Top.
But
he also hosted Jeopardy. He's not a moron.
Well, I could host Jeopardy, and I'm an idiot.
Aaron did say today. He's like, listen, I'm not claiming I know all these things, but I'm reading people who do. And I'm choosing to believe those people. That's what it is. So I don't think anybody is accusing Aaron Rodgers of being a doctor, but he's listening to alternative medicine. So is that so wrong?
I just don't think he's dumb. I just think he thinks he's way smarter than he is. But he's not a dumb guy by any stretch.
He beat Shark Tank's Kevin O'Leary.
Smart guy.
Don't know who it is. And who's the
you
other
don't
one?
Know, the ball guy.
Mark Kelly, the astronaut.
Mark Kelly,
he beat an astronaut. No, yeah, I apologize.
That's pretty good. It's a good run by him.
You don't send astronauts up into space if they're dumb.
I've never met an astronaut. They could all be morons.
How can they be morons with the stuff they have to do?
Aren't they kind of rocket science?
Yeah.
No.
You could say they're rocket scientists. You could also say they're NASCAR
You're not going
drivers.
On. I wouldn't say
they could be closer to Dale Jr. How do I know?
You're not going up in Blue Origin. Anybody could go on. These are astronauts. They run the ship.
Now, you know for a fact that in order to be a successful astronaut, you have to be incredibly smart.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah. I would bet that. I mean, I can't say I'm sure, but I would bet on the side of being really smart.
Now, I would say this, too. Most quarterbacks are pretty smart, too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot to memorize. There's a lot to memorize. You have to know every single job. Everyone has to do every play and think very, very
And nobody's
quickly.
Ever accused him of being a quarterback, you know, with a 10-cent head. I mean, so I agree with Peter. You got to be smart at both. But an astronaut's an astronaut.
Astronaut has... What was that, Anthony? You looked it up.
Looking it up real quick, it says that typically aspiring astronauts need to have a master's degree, usually in the STEM field, and 2 years of training, and pass the NASA physical.
That's light. That's light.
A master's degree in juggling is not light. It's hard to get a master's degree.
I know lots of people with master's degrees that are not that impressive.
In engineering, bioscience, or physical
science. So let's go over his resume.
Go ahead.
he beat an astronaut. He beat a guy who's pretty smart in business on from Shark Tank. He won several days of Celebrity Jeopardy. He did get into Cal. They just don't let any idiot in.
But it's a D1 school. They do. They give scholarships, correct?
Yeah, but just not anybody could get. Even if you're a good quarterback, you don't get to Stanford or Cal.
Sure, but transferring is easier.
But he's not a dunce.
No. Not at all. I'm not trying to even present that he's a dunce, but I'm not pushing back on Kimmel, who you agree with as well, who's really just pointing out he's overemphasizing the football thing to make a point, which is just that you're way too arrogant for your level of intelligence.
I believe that the Dunning-Kruger thing is a smart thing for Kimmel to say. He thinks he's smarter than he is.
But he is smart.
But he's smart.
Yes. But 100% agree, but the smartest people that I know never spend time trying to prove it to you all the time. And he does do that a lot.
Yeah, he hangs on the rim.
But, you know, somebody is paying him $1 million to be a guest. So, obviously, McAfee feels that there's something there. And then he gets hurt, and they want to have him on, and have him on for an hour. So, but I'm not going to get mad at Kimmel either, because doing a monologue, it's about exaggeration.
Yeah, it's
and,
jokes.
You know,
you're trying to get Pop a laugh.
And listen, he's obviously left leaning, but he just makes fun of Biden's age all the time. And like everybody's up for grabs.
Here's Rogers clarifying his Epstein Kimmel comments.
Unprompted, we're talking on our show as we do about a lot of different topics. Somehow the Epstein client list comes up, and I said there's an excitement to expose corruption. And what I joked by the other day about popping a bottle, there's excitement about when the corruption anywhere gets exposed and people who are accused of these heinous crimes get exposed. That will be nice that we can get this all out in the open. That's not there. So I made this comment on the show whenever that was last year. And then unprompted, he comes out and says that I'm an overly concussed wacko. In my opinion, it seemed like because I believe that there was a list and that there were names on that, right? And then we fast forward to this last week.
That's a reach, by
right?
the way.
And I said, a lot of people, and I'm quoting myself here, a lot of people, including Jimmy Kimmel, are really hoping that doesn't come out. End quote. That's what I said, okay? I was referring to the fact that if there is a list, which again, this hasn't come out yet, this was just a deposition, right? And there are names on it. Then that would be the second time that a soft brain junior college student, wacko, anti-vax, anti-Semite, spreader of misinformation, conspiracy theorist, MAGA, whatever other things have been said by him and other people in the media would be right twice.
But his initial assertion of Kimmel, that's why Kimmel was calling those things, was because he didn't believe in the Epstein list, I thought was a reach. I don't think that's what Kim was insinuating at all. I think he was insinuating that because of all the different things you've said over time and the random way that you brought about the Epstein list in a non sequitur, you ended up seeming a little, well, tinfoil hat-ish.
The whole point is, whether you're for or against Aaron, he did not get his point across at all. Right, whatever the point that he
didn't
resonate with the vast majority of people, and that's all Kimmel was saying is that now everybody has got him as a pedophile, and the people that are against Jimmy Kimmel were like coming out with fake lists the day the list came. Like, it was really an awkward situation. Now, whether Aaron intended it to be that way or not, it's in the
eye of the
beholder.
Let me just be the first one to say I think that's how he intended it.
It felt like, you know what, he didn't, at the time he said it, he didn't seem too concerned how it was going to be perceived by Jim.
That will do it for ENN, brought to you by Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their Starting Something New sales event.
Huh?
Jody,
get some.
Yeah. Jeopardy beat Scott Hamilton, the figure skater.
Strong.
And actor Greg German from Ally McBeal.
Oh, you can only hope.
It was TV personalities night.
You can only hope to contain German.
We'll come back tomorrow, but Darren Gross is next on the Knicks. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.